We put a large Shopko shopping bag on the doors. 4,000 of those, by the way, went out last Saturday with a big fluorescent sticker on it that gives you the instructions on what to do to help with Project Keep Kids Warm. And once again, we are looking for generous donations of new or slightly used clothing for infants age 18, up to age 18, for the needy kids in our community.
You know, and even if every bag just had one item in it, that'd be fine. That's 4,000 items.
There would be right off the bat, yeah.
Of course, last year was a humbling year, quite honestly, with this whole project that got underway a year ago with, what, about 6,000 total items?
We had over 6,000 items collected and distributed through the Ishpeming Armory and then through St. Vincent de Paul, the Salvation Army, and through the schools and a number of other service organizations. So the response was tremendous. But I have some good news already this morning. We have had a number of contributions already coming into Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming. And I believe some of them are coming from the Negaunee and Marquette area or to the south. And I mentioned to you that we have some friends and affiliates downstate, and they are bringing a lot of clothing items up from below the bridge for this project. So we're very, very happy about that. We're off to a wonderful start.
What are some of the things that you're looking for? Obviously, this is to keep the kids warm in the wintertime, so jackets and hats and that sort of thing. But you're open to a lot of stuff, aren't you?
Well, and we found out last year that we're a little bit short on snow pants and pack boots and foot gear and those kinds of things. We had a lot of very nice jackets come in, and hats, gloves, mittens, scarves, but anything that can be used to keep a kid warm are the kinds of things that we're after.
And again, new, great, but if it's gently used and your kids like mine, my son shot up about 5 inches from last winter, it seems. And, you know, the stuff gets outgrown, and why toss it in the landfill when this is such a great opportunity to recycle that, reuse it, and put it to a great cause?
Oh, and that's exactly right. And that's what we're really appealing to families with, just that situation. Kids grow 2 or 3 inches, and suddenly those clothes don't fit. And the next junior that's coming along behind somebody, boy or girl, fits into those clothing items just fine. And it's going to be wonderful to see people come and take advantage of that great opportunity again on the 22nd, when we'll be over at the Ishpeming Armory all day for the distribution of that clothing.
So what do folks need to do for Saturday? What is the schedule and what is the plan?
At 10 o'clock, a lot of area youth will once again be gathering at Wesley United Methodist Church, and we've got drivers coming in, not only from our own church congregation, but other churches and service organizations and the schools, and they will be going out throughout Ishpeming and West Ishpeming looking for bags that are set on front porches or curbside or in the driveway with that big fluorescent sticker where we can see it, and hopefully full of those donated items. We'll be picking those all up, bringing them back to the church where they are sorted and sized and organized, and then later in the week, next week, they all go over to the Armory for that distribution on the 22nd.